All right, so we're going to talk about, obviously, governance structure, fiduciary duties, which are certainly very important, hot topics of the day, basic board responsibilities. We're actually going to spend quite a bit of time on this, and then different roles for staff and boards, and a little at the end about conflicts of interest, which is another area that is being really scrutinized for nonprofits and boards. So this is all pretty self-explanatory, and for if you don't mind, I may come down here, actually. So board structure, nonprofit boards, often you have a chairman, president, vice chairman, treasurer, secretary, and board committees. How many of you work for nonprofits? Okay. How many of you serve on boards? All right, and then the rest, attorneys, CPAs, advisors. Great, okay. Well, hopefully I can come at it again kind of from both sides and answer questions. For you nonprofit individuals, how many of you have job descriptions for these positions on your board? See, at least a good number of hands, good. So those are really actually very important when it comes to board members knowing their roles and responsibilities, and also the ability for the board chair to really hold board members accountable, and also for the staff of the nonprofit organizations to help and be involved with board members. So certainly the chairman has a big responsibility, you know, setting meetings, setting the agenda, not necessarily running any of the committees, but making sure the committees are running smoothly.